Good morning. Today's Daf and Ksuvos is Ches. We're on Zion and Beis. We're starting at the bottom of the Amud. And we are going to continue along the lines of Brachas. Yesterday we spoke about Berachas Harrison. So at the Harrison, again, a year prior to the actual Nisuin. So there was a Bracha established for the Harrison. Now, as far as Berachas Harrison is concerned, so as we already established and discussed, we didn't establish it, but we discussed it. So Berachas Harrison sounds like a Berachas HaMitzvah. Admittedly, we just finished off going over the nusach of the Berachas Harrison yesterday, and admittedly, some of the actual content of the Berachas Harrison seems to be a little bit strange if we're just focusing on the mitzvah, because a lot of the bracha is focusing on the isser. In other words, there's an isser of arayis, and there's an isser that the arus cannot be with the arusa, and so it's a little bit strange. But in the context, however, it does make a lot of sense. In the fact that when they go through Harrison, there's going to be a year where they're married, but they don't live together. So under those circumstances, they're married and they don't live together. So it makes sense that you want, these are just like healthy reminders that, look, you're married, but in other words, you're living at home and you're living at home. Okay. So your parents' home, I should say. Okay. Anyway, in any event, so that was a Berachas Harrison. Okay. And so what's next? And really, what's going to preoccupy us for most of today is going to be the Berachas Chasanim, meaning now we move forward to the Nisuin, and we talk about the brachas that are said over at the Nisuin. So how many brachas are said over at the Nisuin? So this is an easy question. Everybody knows the answer. So there are sheva brachas. There are seven brachas that are said at the Nisuin. So so what we're going to do today is, over the course of today's daf, Ksuvas Daf Ches, is that we're going to go over in detail the actual brachas themselves. And I mentioned this yesterday, but I'll just quickly repeat again today. So this is going to be exceptional in terms of the Gemara. Meaning, because when it comes to the Gemara and it comes to Nusach of Tefillah, so we get Ramazim, we get just references to the Nusach. But we don't hear the actual Nusach itself, right? The Gemara Rosh Hashanah, right? The Shemana Esrei of Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, it's exceptionally long. And so what the Gemara there does is it discusses it, it references it, but it doesn't actually bring it down, meaning the Gemara assumes that we know the Nusach, and now it's just a question of let's reference it. So this is going to be one of those exceptional times where we're not just referencing the Bracha, but we're actually citing the Bracha itself. Okay, I'm certainly curious to know why it is that the vast majority of the time, we only reference davening, and over here, we're actually citing the Nusach itself. Okay, why would the Gemara do that over here? I don't have a great answer. It's a curiosity. Let's start with the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan Mevarchim Birchas Chasanim Basara Kol Shiva. So first of all, you need a minyan. So it has to be 10. This we already discussed yesterday. We established yesterday a couple of psukim yesterday that we used to darshan this point, that you need a minyan. So good. So you need a minyan. So, and it's going to be for 7 days, meaning that the real simcha that exists between Chasan and Kalas for that first week, right? Sheva brachas. Now, in our minds, right? In my mind, sheva brachas, the number seven, obviously represents the number of brachas that are said, but, right, everyone just assumes that sheva brachas also is referring to the number of days. It's not accurate. That's not correct, but at least, in other words, that's what happens. But meanwhile, that's correct, meaning that's not what sheva brachas means, but it's true. Sheva brachas is for 7 days. I'm Rav Yehuda v'hushabal panim chadashos, and Rav Yehuda says, yes, and that's when there are panim chadashos, meaning the only time you're going to be saying sheva brachas is only when there are new people that are there, meaning people that weren't there previously, people that are adding to the simcha, then and only then do you say sheva brachas. The Tosus writes, Tosus on the very bottom, Omeri, de panim chadashos, in kore ala b'vnei adam, shemar bim b'shvilam asimcha yoser. So people who add joy, in other words, new people that you haven't seen, they weren't at the wedding for whatever reason, they weren't invited, whatever the case may be, but still, you like them, and when they're there, it makes you happy. Those are the kinds of people in which you're going to be saying Sheva Brachos over. And Tosus also points out, well-known halacha, but not found in the Gemara. It is a popular halacha that's not found in the Gemara. V'shabbos ha-chashvin ha-panim chadoshos, da'aminim ba'agadim is mashulam ha-shabbos, amra kash baruch panim chadoshos bolakan, nemar shira. So, and what about the fact that Shabbos is panim chadoshos, meaning the entity of Shabbos in of itself. So that is viewed as panim chadoshos. So Tosus says, yeah. Because marbim lechavra Shabbos b'simcha v'suda, because we're happy on Shabbos. Everyone's getting together. Everyone's having long meals on Shabbos. So there's a certain amount of joy that occurs on Shabbos. So on Shabbos, you don't need actual new people because Shabbos itself will serve as the Panim Chadashos. Good. You'll hear many a drasha regarding these halachas, and actually there is a lot of halachic discussion regarding Panim Chadashos in terms of what actually will qualify as somebody new. So, but anyway, but we're going to move on because we got a lot to cover today. Amar Rav Yehuda, my Mevarach, sorry, my Mevarach. So what exactly is the bracha itself? So here we go. We're going to go now word by word over the text of the Nusach of the Brachas as we go through the actual brachas itself. So I will speak about it more meta than specific, meaning I'm going to basically follow Rashi's lead over here. No, that's not true. Rashi does, some of the more challenging words Rashi does translate. I'm not going to go through a word by word translation, right? I'll leave you with a little bit of homework, but I will discuss it on the more global scale, the more general scale. Okay. And so what are the brachas that we're going to make? So now it's seven brachas, but really the truth of the matter is it's all set over a cup of wine. That cup of wine, the Bori Priya Guffin, is counted as one of the seven. So let's take that out for now. Okay. So what does that bring us down to? So it brings us down to six. Okay. And in the six, so as we're going to see, so how many of them are over the Chasan and Kala? So really the number is four. So what we really do is that if we're going to deconstruct, which is exactly what we're doing right now, if we're deconstructing the Sheva Brachos, really four of the seven have to do with Chasan and Kala. And because we want to make it more important and significant, we do it a la kos. So that gives us another one. And as we're going to see, there are two attachment brachas as well. All this to be explained. Okay, so Amar Rav Yehuda Baruch Ata Hashem. So my Mevarach. So Amar Rav Yehuda Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shehakol Baro Lechvodo. Bracha number one. Bracha number two. Yotzer HaAdam. Bracha number three. Now before we move on to bracha number three, so one and two. So one and two are really standalone brachas, and really have nothing to do with the Chasan and Kala. Well, so what do they have to do with? So Rashi writes over here. Look at Rashi on the bottom of Zayin Amud Beis, where he writes. The first two brachas are standalone brachas. We're going to get back to what they are referring to, meaning if they're not referring to Chasan and Kala, so what are they referring to? We're going to come back to that in just a moment. But in other words, where does the bracha for Chasan and Kala begin? Asher Atzam, Asher Atzar. Now, not to be confused, there's Yotzer HaAdam, that's bracha number two, and Asher Atzar, that's bracha number three. But bracha number three really is bracha number one, vis-a-vis the Chasan and Kala. Oh, okay, fine. So Asher Yatzar Sadam, I'm now at the third bracha. So that's over the man, the creation of the man. And the next bracha, Sostasis. Sorry. And that's over the creation of the man and the creation of the woman. Sostasis is because of Yerushalayim. And we have to remind ourselves of Yerushalayim. Samech Tesamach. Sostasis is over Yerushalayim, and Samech Tesamach is over Chasan Mekala, and Asher Baruch Sasam V'Simcha is also over Chasan Kala. And in a moment, I'm going to explain to you with Rashi why it is that we give two brachas to the Chasan and Kala. Okay, so if we can now just organize these brachas well, so brachas one and two are standalone. Again, we haven't explained what they are yet, but they're standalone. The third bracha is over the creation of man and the creation of woman. The fourth bracha is Yerushalayim. The fifth bracha is going to be a bracha for Chasan and Kala. The sixth bracha is going to be a bracha for Chasan and Kala. Okay. That's the structure and the organization of the Sheva brachas. Now, I'm back to the Gemara. I'm just going to first read the Gemara and then we'll go back to Rashi. So, Shako, I'm at the top line again. Again, I'm not translating word by word over here. I'll leave that for homework. Samech to Samech Rehem Avim, because Samech Chayitzir Chabigani to Mikan Bruchat Hashem, Samech Chasan Vechala, and Bruchat Hashem, Lokanim Achlam, Asher Baras Hassan Vesimcha, Chasan Vechala, Gilarina, Dita Vechedva, Veachva, Visham Vereus. Meir Hashem, Lokan, Yisamach Bare, Yudav, Vechutos, Yushalim, Kosan, Vechosimcha, Kochasan, Vekol Kala. Call me Tals Chasan, Mechubasam, Narem, Mishenigin, Asam Bruchat Hashem, Misamech Chasan, Im Hakala. It's a little bit strange. They never called me up to sing this last bracha, but based on my voice, it makes perfect sense. Anyway, let's go over now. So good. So those are the brachas, and so let's go over some of the basic issues over here. Not issues, but just some of the basic points. And let's use Rashi over here for just an unbelievable explanation, right? Rashi. In general, just if I can just give a little bit of praise to Rashi. Rashi in general, the reason why he's so popular is because he's so clear. In other words, his style and his ability to make points with brevity. So it's superlative. It's really unbelievable. And and over here, Rashi's just masterful in terms of just how he sets everything up, organizes everything. Okay, anyway. So, Sameach Tesamach. Look at the Rashi, the third Rashi on the Amud. So, Bracha Lachasim V'Kala, Sheyatzicha B'Simcha V'Tov Lev, Asher Bara, L'Shem Kol Yisrael. Okay, now, let's go, right, Rashi over here goes now, Bracha by Bracha. So, Shako Bara. Okay, that's Bracha number one. So, that is, Ulefisha Asir Maschem Asher Yatzar, Lefichach pasaba babarach vechasam babarach yederach kol rashi sidrei brachos. Okay, now, as we already pointed out, the first bracha is a standalone, the second bracha is a standalone. So, the third bracha is where we're actually giving a bracha to chasan and kala. So that's why, says Rashi, if you notice, the first one opens up with the words barachat Hashem, the second one opens up with barachat Hashem, the third one opens up with barachat Hashem, but from three and on, in other words, for 4, 5, and 6, it doesn't open up with Baruch Atah Hashem. Why? Because they're continuation. It is what in halacha we call a bracha smucha lechaverta. The series begins at number 3, and it goes on for 4, 5, and 6. Just like in Shmoneh Esrei, just like in Benching, just like in Psukah de Zimra, when we go from Baruch Shamar to Ishtabach. So when I have two consecutive brachas or more, so the second and on does not open up with the bracha to Hashem. It is hitched to the bracha immediately prior. So since the series of brachas really starts at number 3, that's why 4, 5, and 6 don't open up with bracha to Hashem.
But if 4 is hitched to 3, right? 4 ends with bracha to Hashem itself. So what is 5 hitched to, if I'm saying?
You're asking.
Ends with Baruch Atah Hashem Mesamech Tzion
V'Onecha. Right. Correct.
So that's another bracha that's at the end of 5.
Okay,
right?
Fine.
At the end of 4.
Okay, so your question's a really general question, meaning when I have more than two, like Shmoneh Esrei, like benching, so then what is the third bracha going to get hitched to?
Right.
Okay, good. So the I spoke about this in the past. Anyway, so there are two possibilities. The answer is it's not really clear, but there are two possibilities. One is that the third one is hitched to the chasima of the bracha immediately prior, right? That's one possibility. But the other possibility, and it sounds a little bit like from the Rashi over here, is that it gets hitched back to the first one. Meaning the first one opens up with the words Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, and then every bracha afterwards is hitched to the first one. That sounds, whatever. That's another possibility. Okay, now, the Keder Chol Rashi Sidrei Brachos is a Vesemech Tzemech Mitzvah Bracha Smucha Chaverta Lo Pasach Ba Babarch Shekain Tiknu Lechol HaBracha Shesmuchos Achar Rishona Al HaSeder. Okay, for those who want to follow me, I'm in the Rashi, and I'm about 10 lines down from the top. So far, what we've established is the following: 1 and 2 are standalone brachas. The series really begins at 3. 4, 5, and 6 are attached to number 3. That's why 4, 5, and 6 don't open up with Baruch Atah Hashem. Good. Now we are organized in terms of the brachas. Now, what is the first bracha? What is the second bracha? Rashi goes on. V'asher barav mimnei she'in emer zichidis barov yimei amishta kishein sham panim chadashos lefichach eino min asmuchos v'tzorch liftoch baba baruch l'sayim baba baruch. So, now as far as bracha number 2 is concerned, so bracha number 2 is standalone because I'll make that bracha even if there are no panim chadashos. Because what is the second bracha? The second bracha is the creation of man, right? And as we're going to see in just a moment, it said in the at the simcha, and even if there are no panim chadashos, meaning if we're moving on beyond the actual chasna itself, day number two, day number three, and there are no panim chadashos, we're still going to say that second bracha. So it's a standard alone bracha. So aval shakol baruch vado einam in a seder. So now hakol baruch vado bracha number one. What is that? So eino ella la sifas ha'am hanesafim sham ligmul chesed zechel chazdei hamakom shenagam adon harishon shenasal shushbin v'nisasik lo. So Rashi writes, it's for the people, meaning we have a nasifa, we have a gathering right now. And what we're all doing is we are imitating a Kadosh Baruch Hu. At the first chasna of Adam and Kala, Adam and Chava. So who was there? Meaning, who was the audience? Who, right? A Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu was Adam's best man. He was Chava's best man. Again, Kaviyachol, as we could say that. So in other words, he was there. And so when we are attending a simcha, so we're being dovik by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, emulating his ways. And so therefore, what we're doing is that we're giving a bracha to the Am. As a result of that, that first bracha over there is really for the gathering. And Rashi, as Rashi is about to point out, you didn't have to wait till Shevet Brachas to make the bracha. Meaning, in theory, you could have made the bracha the moment, people are there at the Shmurg. You could have made the bracha. Rashi makes exactly that point. And so Rashi writes, but look, we're going to be making a series of brachas ala kos. It's just more bechavad the bracha that we're going to take it and we're going to put it together with the series, even though it's a standalone, but we're going to put it together with the series. Rashi says it's just like besamim on Motzei Shabbos. Right, besamim. What does it have to do with Havdalah? Nothing. Not nothing, but nothing. Meaning it's not part of Havdalah. Besamim is that we lost our Neshem Yisera, and so as a pick-me-up, we have besamim. So, but we also know we're going to be making Havdalah, and we're going to be making Havdalah Lako, so we're going to take the bracha besamim, put it together. Same thing over here. We're going to take the Shakol Baruch Chvado, and we're going to put it together with the others. It's just more bechavod. Okay. And at that point in time, okay, I'll tap out. I'll tap out of Rashi. Okay. I do want to touch on one more Rashi. Misameh chasam v'kala. Okay, so again, bracha number one is for the people. Bracha number two is for the creation of man. Brachas 3, 4, 5, and 6 are for chasam and kala. Now again, 3 is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating man and woman. Bracha number 4 is on Churban Yerushalayim, because we have to remember it. And then what's 5 and 6? 5 and 6 is now a bracha for Chasan and Kala. So now, 2 brachas for Chasan and Kala. Okay, so Rashi here.
Are you skipping down to the bottom
there? I'm on the Rashi now of Misameh Chasan Vikala. So yeah, the last one on the series. Uva Achrona Misameh Chasan Im Hakala. So Rashi notes that the chasima of bracha number 5 is different than the bracha for number 6. Lefi shesimchas bracha rishon olo besimchas chasuna anu amrim sherei tfila hi shemespalim amavarchim shiyu smechem batzlachal kol yimeim. Leficha ein lachtom ba misameh chasan im hakala demashma ish biishto ela bracha tosha misameh es shneim laolam besipuk mizonos v'chol tov. So, bracha number 5, says Rashi, is that we're davening for the two of them. We are wishing the two of them success. We're giving the two of them a bracha for success. So that's why it's chasan vikala. In other words, it is not necessarily about the relationship. It's just simply about future success and future endeavors. And then, uvachrona, shevach shemashabech lakarsh baruch shabarucha chasunas dibuk ish beisha yidei simcha v'chedva leficha yesh lachtom misameh chasan im hakala. And then the bracha number 6 is success in their marriage, meaning we hope they're happy together. And so we're going to give them a bracha that they'd be happy together. So bracha number 5 is on their general success and financial and all good things, for them, meaning but not as a couple, just for the two of them. And bracha number six is, we hope that their marriage is going to be successful. Good. And that's why in bracha number six, it ends off with the words, chasan im hakala, as opposed to number five, which ends off with chasan vikala.
What's the difference between im and ve?
So Rashi just got done saying. Meaning,
in just a general Hebrew, like, they both means and, right?
Right. Vav means and im means with. So vav means that I want to give a bracha to him and to her. And the im means I want to give a bracha to him with her. Meaning it's how the relationship's going to go. All right? We hope and pray the relationship's going to go well. Good. All right. So that is a general overview of the brachos. We are in the Gemara now.
These seven brachos, Levi. The same exact brachos that they have in the Tukhah, right? It's another different text.
Yeah, correct. Same. Okay. Levi. Ikla lebere Rebbe behilule. Oh, okay. I know. I got it. I know. Okay. Levi went to the chasna. So lebe Rebbe behilule the Rebbe Shimon bere. So baruch hamish. So how many brachas did he make? He made five brachas. Now again, the numbers over here are without the bor priya gafen. Okay. So and Rav Asi ikla lebe Rav Ashi behilule demar bere baruch shis, and he made six brachas. So, two practices that we just went over. Five versus six. Explanation. Lema b'hakamifligi demar and sefer chadi yitzir avai, mar sefer shtei yitzirah avai. So, in other words, when Akash Baruch Hu created, did he do it with one yitzira, or did he do it with two yitziras? Two yitziras. So the, right, the chadi yitzira, Rashi explains, Rashi, the third wide line down, it will be extraordinarily difficult for me to explain, as I am not a witness to it, but from Rashi, what it sounds like is that both man and woman were created simultaneously. That's one opinion. Shtei Yitziros is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the two of them in two different steps. In other words, first he created man, and then from an appendage of man, then he created woman. Okay.
He separated. So,
No. In the first view, he created the both of them and separated them. In the second view, there were two different acts of creation. And it could be what the Gemara now is entertaining is that this is the distinction, the difference between whether or not you made five brachas or six brachas. Meaning, and I'm not sure if I was clear about this before, but now allow me to be clear about this. Meaning, bracha number two versus bracha number three. Bracha number two is Asher Yetzar Sa'adam. Sorry. Yotzer Ha'adam. Bracha number three, Asher Yetzar Sa'adam. They're both on the creation of man. So what's two versus three? Ah. So number three is HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man and woman. Number two is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man. Right? Sounded very similar, right? So what we're suggesting now, and actually will be the conclusion, is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, he created two times. Meaning, first he created man with an appendage. Then afterwards, he took the appendage and he created again. And he created woman. So the first bracha is going on the creation of man as a standalone. And the second yitzira, the second bracha of Asher Yetzar Sa'adam, that's going over the creation of man and woman. Okay. And what the Gemara now is suggesting is that the one who said five brachas, so he was of the position that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man and woman, he created both of them with that act of creation. And then just at a later point in time, he cut the two of them into two. Again, in manners in which I cannot describe or explain. So that is what the Gemara is proposing. So the Gemara says, no, that's not it. So, basar, lema ba'akim ifugi, marsafer chadi yisir havai, marsafer shte yisir havai. Lo. Dekule hama chadi yisir havai. No, it's not correct. Really, it was one yitzira. Man sever basar machshav aslina, masar basar maisa aslina. And it's just a question of what the plan was versus what he actually did. Meaning, a Kadosh Baruch Hu had a machshava, Allah be machshava, and then what he, and then there was a turnaround, a change of his mind. Now, here, right, I'm sure I made this point previously, and let's say it again. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not change his mind, meaning we change our mind because we're human and imperfect. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu changing his mind is something that we say just so that we can, just so that we can, it gives us some opportunity to understand. But it's not the case. But in other words, the original divine plan was to make one, meaning male and female is one entity. And then afterwards he said, we're going to make it two entities. And so what the brachas are representing is, so according to one opinion, basar maisa azlina, meaning what actually was done, meaning that man and woman were created two different times, and the other ones of the position, no. Let's follow what the original plan was. The original plan was to create them as one. Ki hadra of Yehuda Rami Ksiva, Yivra Lokim as Adam Bitsamo, Viksiv Zachar Nakeva Baram, Haketan, Bitzchil Allah Bemachshav Allah Baruch Shnayim, Ulevesof Nivra Echad. So originally what he thought to do was to create the two of them as one, and then no, he created them one by one. Okay, good. And then of course, right, the Rishonim speak like this, meaning you don't need the contemporary drushas, meaning the Rishonim already speak like this. What does it mean that Kosh Baruch Hu wanted to create them as one and then he created them as two? Meaning what do we walk away from these Gemaras knowing? So what we know is that basically when a man and woman are getting together, they're marrying, they are reuniting, meaning it's just a way to look at a relationship, at a chasan and kala, at a husband and wife. They are reuniting. At one point in time, they were one entity, broken up into two, and then they become one again. Okay, and I know it's nice, but the Rishonim speak about the idea that this is the general idea that we get from this Gemara over here. Rav Ashi Kla Be Rav Kahana Yomakama Baruch Kulo Mikan Ve'Elach Yikapanim Chadoshes Baruch Kulo Ve'ilo Afushi Simcha Ba'amahu Mevarcha Simcha B'mono Ve'Asher Bara. So, as far as Rav Ashi is concerned, so he went to Rav Kahana on the first day, he made all Sheva Brachos. From that point going forward, if there were Panim Chadoshes, he made all Sheva Brachos, but if not, he would just say Shasimcha B'mono, which is added to the beginning of benching. And then he would also make the bracha of Asher Bara. Okay. And this is what we pointed out earlier, but now we're seeing it in the Gemara because Asher Bara is a standalone bracha, meaning it's not about the couple. It's not about the relationship. It's just that Kadosh Baruch Hu created man.
It's a sixth bracha.
So Asher Bara. I'm sorry. Asher Bara. Thank you. Asher Bara is the right. Correct. Is a sixth bracha that is for the relationship. Mishiva v'ashloshim, now from day 7 till day 30, bein amar lu machmas ilula, bein lo amar lu machmas ilula, mevarch she asimcha b'mono. So we add asimcha b'mono from day 7 through 30 because we're still in the after effects, in the glow of the chasna. Mikan ve'elechi amar lu machmas ilula, mevarch she asimcha b'mono, ve'ilo, lo. And then, from day 30 and onward, if the get-together is because we have a newlywed couple here, so good, so you'll add she asimcha b'mono. Otherwise, we won't. Now, that goes where, until when? Until in perpetuity? Meaning you're in your honeymoon 2 years later, 3 years later. You're still in the glow of the marriage, right? 10 years after you get married. So and you get to say, Shasimcha b'mono? So I'm a puppy. Mishmei d'rav, atreitzer yarchi shasa. No, a year. In other words, for a year after they got married, so if they're gathering together because they got married, right? They got married, let's say, in Israel. And a month later, they come to America for the first time. Everyone's excited. And so they're going to get together. So according to the Gemara, so if the get together is because they just got married a month earlier, you say, Shasimcha b'mono. Okay. It's not the practice. I have never seen it done. Okay. But according to the Gemara, that's the halacha. Umikara Amos, Amar Rav Papa. Now, Shasimcha b'mono is attached because, in other words, there's simcha now. So it starts when? So it's funny. You would have asked me, I would have said it starts at the chasna, meaning when they got married. So you start with Shasimcha b'mono. And again, for the first week, always, from day 7 through day 30, so you also add it. And from 30 until the end of the year, so if the get-together is for the chasna and kala, then you're going to add it. Okay, now, when does it begin? So again, if you asked me, I would have said starts at the wedding. The Gemara says no, starts actually earlier. When you start preparing the beer, okay, Rav Papa was a beer maker, right? A lot of comments throughout Shas about Rav Papa and beer. Okay, good. Iniva Rav Papa yasek la Abba Mar Brei Baruch Mishas Erusin. So the Gemara says now we went back all the way to the Shas Erusin a year earlier, and they started already saying Shasimcha b'mono. So Shani Rav Papa David Tarech Lei. So Rav Papa, in other words, when he was involved, you knew that this was the deal was locked in, and you knew they were going to get married. So therefore, even a year earlier, they would start with Shasimcha b'mono. Ravina Asak Lelebre Bei Rav Chaviva Ubarach Mishas Erusin. So Ravina was involved in making a chasna, and he already started saying Shasimcha b'mono going back a year earlier at Erusin. So Amar Kimle Begavai Dolo Hajer Bahu. And he says, look, my confidence is off the chart. This couple are going to make it, right? So, and velo yistayim ilsa, v'hadri b'hu. And unfortunately, the couple decoupled. And the, okay, sorry. Sorry, I had an alliteration opportunity. I didn't want to give up on it. So the, I didn't, okay, anyway. So the, and the Gemara over here obviously is giving us lessons of being overconfident and you know, don't make assumptions, and you know, and not everything is going to be a lock. Okay. Anyway, Rav Techlifa bar Ma'arva ikla labava baruch shis arichta. Rav Techlifa went to Bava, and what did he do? So he ad libbed. In other words, he went expository. He added more words in each of the brachas. Rashi describes over here how he elongated many of the brachas, adding a chasima to many of the brachas. And the Gemara says, basically, don't do that. Don't ad-lib. Meaning, like the format that we started off in the beginning of Shir today, and that is for one and two, those are standalone brachas. Again, number one is for the crowd. Number two is on the original creation. And then 3, 4, 5, 6, they have to do with Chasan and Kala. 3 on the creation of the two of them. 4 on Chorban Beis HaMikdash. And 5 and 6 are brachas for the Chasan and Kala. Good.
And,
which one?
The four bar mitzvah.
Correct. Now, it's nothing to do with it. It's just that when we have this simcha, we have to remind ourselves about the korban. Okay. We are 5 lines from the bottom on Ches Amud Aleph. Rav Chaviva, ikla lebe mehula berich shasimcha b'mono. So he went to Bris Mila, and he said shasimcha b'mono v'leisa chasak v'asei. Mishum detride. Dias leitzare liyinuka. Okay, and to which the Gemara says, no, don't do that. In other words, at a mila, so there is definitely simcha. We're doing a mitzvah, and every time we do a mitzvah, there should be simcha. But to warrant now that we're going to say shasimcha b'mono in the benching, no. The Gemara describes it as sari liyanuka. There's going to be pain for the baby. Okay, at 8 days of age, the baby now is going through surgery. So the so as a result of that, it tempers the simcha, and therefore it does not warrant the shasimcha b'mono. Okay, much discussion about shachianu, right? In the Gemara itself, the Gemara does not mention whether you should say shachianu at a bris mila or you should not, and much discussion to be had in terms of whether it is appropriate. Some make the argument, Ashkenazim do this. Some make the argument that from the Gemara here, it would sound like Shechianu is not appropriate, because Shechianu is when you make a simcha. And over here, we know that the simcha of the meal is tempered because of Tzar Diyanuka. So Minhag Ashkenaz is not to make a Shechianu, at least here in Chutz Laaretz. Okay, it's far to do. Am Rav Nachman, Am Rav Chasanim min HaMinyan, Vein HaVela min HaMinyan. Okay, so we need 10 to make Sheva Brachas. We started off the morning establishing that we need 10 to make a Sheva Brachas. So now, 10 to make, Sheva Brachos. So, can I count the Chasan as one of the 10? Yes. Now, at the base Ava, we're going to be making Brachos as well. Now, it happens to be, this is one of those mysteries of Halacha, the Bracha has disappeared in the base Ava. We don't do it anymore. Right? In the seventh parak of Brachos, the Gemara there goes through the actual Nusach of the Bracha that you make at the base Ava. Okay? Today we're going to be hearing a little bit more about that on the Amud Beis. Okay, what happened to these brachas? I don't know. I don't know. It's one of the mysteries of Halacha. A couple of them out there. So this being one of them. So, but the point of our Gemara over here is that when it comes to the Birchas Chasanim, you count the Chasan as one of the 10. But in the Avelim, you cannot count the Aval as one of the 10, meaning you need 10 outside of the Aval. And we have a brisa that says that a chasan and aval are included. So masnis and karamis alad derav rav tanu upalig. So the Gemara says, I know it's a brisa, you're right, but What are you doing? You're pitting Rav against the Braisa. Rav has the ability to argue with the Braisa. Right? We hear this a number of times throughout Shas, today being a perfect example of Rav Tanu Palik. Rav has the ability to argue with Braisas. Okay? You'll find numerous times throughout the Gemara that if it's avoidable, we'll try to synchronize Rav with the Braisas. But like in this case over here, where there is clear disagreement between Rav and the Braisa, so we'll just simply say, good. So Rav can argue. So Rav Yitzchak quotes in the name of Rav Yochanan that Chasanim can be included in the minyan, Avelim or not. So Chasanim and Avelim are included in the minyan according to the Braisa. Note over here, what the Gemara is not going to say is that Rav Yochanan can argue with the Braisa. Meaning we just did the same song and dance with Rav, and the Gemara said, yeah, but Rav can argue with the Braisa. And over here, the Gemara is not going to say that.
But it's interesting, Rav Yochanan trumps Rav.
And, there's a special bracha said in the base Avo. A bracha that we're not familiar with because we don't do it.
But he's not actually saying that the Avo is not included in the minion of Avelim.
No. It's a special bracha that's said that we're just unfamiliar with. So as Ben points out, and right, it's a great observation, and that is that normally Rav and Rav Yochanan will trump Rav. So just right, it's an interesting dynamic, and it's a little bit confusing. Meaning Rav can argue with a braisa, Rav Yochanan seemingly cannot. I mean, from our Gemara over here, that's what it seems like. And meanwhile, We'll generally put Rav Yochanan above Rav in terms of deciding the halacha. So the Gemara says like this: Kitanya hi bebirchas hamazon, ki kamer Rav Yochanan b'shura. So we're trying to make shalom between the Brais and Rav Yochanan. When Rav Yochanan said that the aval is not part of the minyan, so that's talking about shura. And when we're saying that the aval is part of the, it can be included, that's talking about birchas hamazon. Okay. So a couple things that we're just going to speak out over here. Shura, what is Shura? So immediately after the burial, so for the first time now, he's going to be an Avel, although quite frankly, we just saw Machlokas about when Avelis begins. But the halacha is that Avelis begins immediately after burial. And so now what he's going to do is he's going to walk away from the cemetery. Lines are formed. This minhag exists till this very day. Lines are formed in which they're going to extend Nechama for the first time because he's now officially an Avel. Okay, good. And so that's the Shura. And for that, so Rav Yochanan says the Avel cannot be included. It makes perfect sense because right now he's the object, meaning the mitzvah is to give Nechama and you need 10 to give Nechama and he's the one who is receiving the Nechama and therefore he cannot be included as one of the 10. On the other hand, When it comes to the Birchas Hamazon, so obviously at that point in time he's eating with them, so he can be included as one of the 10 in order to say the special bracha. Again, the special bracha that we're unfamiliar with because for whatever reason, which I don't know and I can't articulate why, we no longer say that bracha. Ve'elahadam Rabbi Yitzchak, we're on Chesam and Beis, we are two lines from the top. So bracha b'shura mi'ika. So the Gemara says over here we're talking clearly about bracha, and it says that you need 10, and it also says that the aval is not part of the minyan. But we can't be talking about shura right now because at the shura there's no bracha. We just extend different nechama. So what are we talking about over here? So the Gemara says, yeah, in that regard, Rav Yochanan was talking about the Rechava. That's the middle, the town center, right? The center of the town. Now, back in the day, so again, this is something that we do not do to this day, right? A lot of the Minhagim of Avelus have changed over the course of time. Okay. And I know for people that are pretty set on making sure that we keep everything traditional and the same, so why has there been so much flux and change over Minhagim? All right, that is its own separate discussion and beyond the scope right now. But meanwhile, so there used to be the following Minhag. The very first meal, right? In other words, when he's coming back from the cemetery, he does not go home, but rather he goes to the center of the town. And in the center of the town, everyone would gather. Everybody would bring food. Everybody would feed him. Now, I know, in other words, nowadays we do bring food over and we do feed him. But the idea that we're going to do so in the town center, so this is something that was done back in the day. That's the rechava that the Gemara over here is describing. So Birchas Rechava Kol Shiva Mi'ika. Now wait 1 second. The Birchas Rechava is not all 7 days. It is only the first meal immediately from returning from the gravesite. So Mishkachala Bepanim Chadashos. So the Gemara says, yeah, but in other words, you're right. So at the Sudas Rechava, there's going to be a special bracha. Also, if there are Panim Chadashos, there's going to be a special bracha as well. Okay, so basically the idea of the Gemara is that we started off this morning with Panim Chadashos by a Chasna. There's also an idea of Panim Chadashos as it relates to Avelos. Okay, and I know it sounds strange, but the Panim Chadashos by Chasna is because of the increased Simcha. Obviously, by Avelos, that's not the case. So by Avelos, Panim Chadashos just simply will mean that because we have somebody new who's going to be extending condolences, so therefore it's an opportunity now for bracha. The bracha, now what is the bracha? So again, in benching itself, there's going to be an additional bracha that's said, which we no longer do. And on top of that, there were other brachas that were said. Again, not done today. The Gemara is going to give us examples. So Rav Chiya Bar Abba was either teaching Reish Lakish's son Chumash, or he was teaching him Mishnah. Either way. Shachav Le Yenuka and Rachmanus. So the Rebbe's son died. And Yuma Kama Lo Azal Agabe. And Reish Lakish, for whatever reason, did not go on the first day. Okay, there is, let's call it a misconception, that you shouldn't be going to the Shiva home for the first 3 days. Okay? Right, who said that? Where did that come from? Okay, so I don't know. So the Avelos is more intense the first 3 days. That's both intuitive and the Gemara says that. Okay, but this idea that you shouldn't go for the first 3 days, okay, I don't know where that came from. Anyway, but here the Gemara does acknowledge Reish Lakish did not go on day one. The Gemara doesn't give an explanation why. Okay, but whatever. It's anecdotal, whatever the reason may be. So, Lamachar, Dabar Lihuda Bar Nachmei Mitor Gamnei. And the second day of Avelis, he came. So, he came on day number 2. Amr Le Kume Mamilsa. So, now he tells his Mitor Gaman, look, you're a good speaker. So, you'll say something. Okay. Okay, so, and it's a lot of pressure. Meaning, obviously, at the base of Avel, so you don't want to say the wrong thing, right? Best thing to do is don't say anything. Go in there, sit. Right. The presence is comforting. Right. You don't have to say anything. But Reish Lakish told this Mator Gaman, knew you're good at this speaking thing. You'll say something. So Kol Kaba Yenuke Pasach Va'Amar. So the fine. So he said the following. Vayar Hashem Yinatz Mikas Banav V'Nosav Dor Shavos Menatzim LaKadosh Baruch Hu Kol Yisrael B'neihem. So the in a generation where the fathers are disrespectful towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu, so the Kadosh Baruch Hu takes it out on their children. And as a result of that, the children die when they're very young. Meaning, because of our averus, so the children die when they're very young. Now, in another version, so it wasn't a child; it was a young man, and so he said like this: Alkein al bechurav lo yisamach Hashem. That because the generation was speaking and saying things that were totally inappropriate, so Akash Baruch Hu took it out on the people. An example of saying things that are inappropriate. So the Gemara over here gives us a really important lesson in terms of what people should not say in general. It's inappropriate. Meaning, aside from profanity, there's profanity and there's just things that are inappropriate. Here's an example. So kol ha-menabal people motzi davar. Sorry, let me go back. one line. I call yodim kalalam nechnas lechupa ela kol amenabel piv amotzi davar nevala mipiv. I feel nechtam lo gzar dino shel shivim shana letova nepach alav lera'a. So everybody knows that Chasan and Kala, what's going to be happening that night. Everybody knows. That's why they got married. But if anyone goes and speaks it out and says to his friend and makes any reference about the evening, about Chasan and Kala that evening, so even if he has a gzar din, a chasima of 70 years of good, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will tear it up. Okay, just a really sharp example of things that people should not say, that's inappropriate. Okay, so now, as you probably would imagine, so what Reish Lakish expected his Meturgerman to do was say words that are comforting. Okay, now, there's nothing hashkafically wrong with what he said, meaning he's quoting Psukim and Navi, Schar Ve'onesh. In other words, but, right, bedside manner. In other words, these are things that are not going to be comforting words to say at the base of all. Meaning right now, you and I could speak it out because, right, we're not grieving right now. But when you're grieving, so you need comfort. So you need...
The word will have impact.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, so the Gemara says, fine. So the Meturgerman was basically, Reish Lakish kicked the Meturgerman and said, no, say something that's comforting. Okay, so good. So chashiv at latfuse adare. Okay, so he said, okay. So you are so significant, you're important that this is basically going to be a carbon for the generation. Okay. Now again, in our generation, we're probably, and I could go, I could take it a step above probably, but in other words, we're not at the level where we're ready to hear these kinds of things. But back in the day, in other words, they were ready to hear that. So in other words, you're so chashuv that, in other words, you were able to give this kind of carbon for the generation. Rashi writes over here. It's a good Rashi. I wanted to say it over. Right? All I need to do is just find it. Right. There it is. Chashuv atla tfuse adare. Rashi's about a third of the way down. So the chashuv atala mala latofsecha vet banecha ba'avon hador. Right? For the entire generation... So you are worthy to take a carbon. When there's a tzaddik in the generation, the tzaddik is going to be taken. Okay? And so good. So in other words, it speaks about your tzidkus. Okay? Again, right? Not recommended that we say this nowadays. Right? First of all, we don't know. And secondly, even if we did, which we don't. So most people are not ready to hear that. Okay, anyway. So Amar le kum eima milsa keneged shivcha shel kadosh baruch hu. Pasach v'amar. Okay, so now, Reish Lakish says to the Meturgerman, now you're on a roll. Now you're doing good. So now, keep going. Let's hear some more from you. Make a bracha regarding shivcha shel kadosh baruch hu. So he says as follows, v'amar, akel agadol barov gedlo, adir v'chazak barov naros, mechayim isim emam aros, agadol sanin cheker, v'nifol sanin misbar baruch ata Hashem mechayim isim. Okay. So he talks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to resurrect the dead. Good. So, and by the way, a bracha, meaning, right, with shame, presumably machus as well, meaning this formulated as an actual bracha, which was exactly the point. That's why we brought the story in right over here. Because when there is panim chadashos at the base level, you make a bracha. Okay, and it certainly sounds like from a Gemara that you can even ad lib a little bit in the bracha. Okay, again, all this is not done nowadays, but certainly interesting. Okay, good. Now, again, you're on a roll. Keep going. Make a bracha for the aval. So, Pasuk v'amar, achenu, ha miyugaimu medukaim ba'aval hazeh. Those who are downtrodden. So, tenu levavchem lachkor etzos. Zos hi omeres la'ad, nesiv hi misheshi me'ebreshis, rabim shasu rabim yishtu. So, do you know who experiences death? That would be called everybody. And it happened historically, and it's going to happen in the future as well. Okay. So once again, a bracha for the avel. So Amar Abai, Rab Mishas Olema, Rab Mishul Olema. So Abai says, if I may edit this for just a moment, okay, you could say how everyone died, but don't say everyone will die. It's true, but again, not everyone's ready to hear that at that point in time. And now, meaning, as the Gemara is going to point out, not only is not everybody ready to hear that, meaning that, which is true, but Mishta Rishonim Lema, Mishta Achronim Lalema, saying again, same basic point. Amar Bishem Malakish V'chein Tanim Mishmei De Rav Yosi Lolam Al Yiftach Adam Piv L'Satan. Because even though it's true, but don't do that. In other words, what you're going to do is that basically you can call an Ayin Hara. In other words, to say things that are power and koach in the words that you say, and words do materialize. So just don't say it. I'm Rav Yosef Maikra, Kistama Yinu Lamara Deminu. The Gemara says we're going to see this in the beginning of, in the very beginning of Yeshayahu, Chazon Yeshayahu. So that's right. We say this Haftarah on the Shabbos immediately before Tisha B'Av. So, Emaya Hadole, Shimu Dvar Hashem Kitzine Sodom V'chulei. Right? We were like Sodom. And Akash Baruch Hu turns around and says, you're the officers of Sodom. Meaning, in the comparison, so again, there's Koach in the Dibor. Every word that we say is important and significant, and they do materialize. Amalei Komei Mamilsa Kenege Menachme Avelim. Okay, so far, what are we up to right now? So the Mator Gaman said words of comfort. He needed a take two, but okay, he said words of comfort. Then he gave a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then he gave a bracha to the Avelim. Now we're up to, let's call this a third bracha for the Menachmim, for those who came to give comfort. So Pasach Liamar, Achenu Gomlei Chasad Menei Gomlei Chasad Mamachzikim Revriso Shal Avram Avinu. I skip parentheses. Achenu Bal HaGmol Yishalem Lechem Gmolchem Bruchat Hashem Shalem HaGmol. Kadosh Baruch Hu should reciprocate. You are right now extending chesed. Kadosh Baruch Hu should be giving chesed to you. Once again, Reish Lakish is loving his meturgaman. Let's keep going. Yeah, keep going. Pasuk v'amar ribon olim, and this brach is going to be for Kol Yisrael. Pasuk v'amar ribon olim im padev al tzom aleit hoshayam cha Yisrael min ha-dever, u min ha-cherev, u min ha-biza, u min ha-shidafon, u min ha-yurakon, ומכל מיני פרניות המזרק של סובס העולם, תרם נקרא ואתה סענה, ברוך אתה השם, עוצר המגיפה. קדוש ברוך הוא should stop the plague. Okay. אמר אולה, yeah, it's good. good for us to hear. אמר אולה ואמר אלי במעשי סטנה. Okay, we're going to do a little bit more. We're going to finish to the end of the daf today. And we also have, we have a yurtzeit today as well. So, okay. So the Tana. I'm sorry. Amr Ula v'Amr Lei b'Masisa Tana. Okay, we learned the following in the Braisa. And Ula says it as well. Asar kosas tiknu chachamim meveis ha'aval. Okay, so there are 10 cups of wine in the beis ha'aval. Shlosha kodem achila, so 3 cups of wine are going to be drunk before you eat. Kedei liftoch is b'nei me'av. So basically, you get your juices flowing. It's gonna whet your appetite. And shlosha petoch achila, kedei lishos achila shebe me'av. And then another 3 during the meal. Because of course, and then va'arba lachar achila, and then there's going to be another 4 after the meal's over. Echad keneged azan ve'echad keneged birchas haaretz ve'echad keneged boni shlaim ve'echad keneged hatov v'ameitiv. So there are 4 brachas in benching, and so 4 cups of wine afterwards. Now unclear from the Gemara whether or not we're going to be having a cup after every bracha individually, meaning in general we all know that. You bench over a cup of wine. Again, typically people don't do it. Some people do it when there's 10 people there. Some people do it on Shabbos. Whatever the case is, but even when we do make benching over a cup of wine, we do it over 1 cup of wine. And over here, the Gemara is describing 4 cups of wine. Good. Hosif olem arba'a. Now, what was done, so for those keeping score, so that's already 10 cups of wine. 3 before, 3 during, 4 after. Good. And then Osif Alem Arba, Arba'a. And then an additional 4 came afterwards. Echa Kenege Chazane Eir. 1 is for Chazane Eir, Rashi says, the Chevra Kedisha. Right? Let's drink to the Chevra Kedisha. Okay, good. Vecha Kenege Parnasei Ha'ir. So the those who are the sponsors and the funders of the burial. Vecha Kenege Beis HaMikdash, Vecha Kenege Remin Gamliel. One for the Beis HaMikdash and 1 for Remin Gamliel. Okay. Meaning that as long as we are in the mourning act right now, we're also mourning the Churban Beis HaMikdash. That 3rd cup is for that, and then the 4th cup is going to be, we're going to drink to Rabbi Gamliel. If you're curious to know, what are we drinking to Rabbi Gamliel for? So the Gemara is going to satisfy curiosity in just one moment. Now, if you can imagine, now we're talking about 14 cups of wine, people got good and drunk. Okay. And so they brought it back down to 10. 14 is too much. Bring it back to 10. Okay, good. My Rambam Gamliel, little Tanya, but Yerushan Aisa Otzas Ames Kashal Akrav Av Yoser Mi Misa Soach Yu Menichim Aso Berchin. The cost of funerals used to be so expensive, and now I say used to be, by the way, right? Okay, so right. So, but in other words, in their time, Rambam Gamliel recognized that unfortunately people took advantage of others at this very, very, very vulnerable time, and so the cost was skyrocketing. And so what Rabbi Gamliel says is, let's get the cost back down again. And what and the Gemara describes over here how because the costs were so exorbitant that when somebody died, they just simply said, well, let somebody else deal with it because it's quite frankly too expensive for us to deal with. Now Rabbi Gamliel was Noe Kalos, meaning Rabbi Gamliel gave the following executive order. Now he was the Nasi. And he gave the executive order. And Votzia Bekli Pishtan. And so he was buried in simple linen clothing. What you and I call Tachrichen. Rabbi Gamliel was the institutor of Tachrichen. It should be simple, it should not cost. Which is interesting, by the way. It certainly sounds like from the Gemara that part of the exorbitant cost were the dress that they wore, the clothing. So Venagu Kol Amacharv Votzia Bekli Pishtan. And then from that point going on, so everybody now, he really brought the cost of funerals down. And so now you understand. Now we know the rest of the story. When you're in the Beis Avel and they were drinking an extra four on top of the mandatory 10, so the mandatory. In other words, the practice 10, they added an additional four. So now we know that the fourth cup, which was Zecher Rabbi Gamliel, now we understand. Thank you, Rabbi Gamliel, for making funeral costs so low. And Amra Papa Ve'ina Nagama Afila Bitsarda Barzuza. Nowadays we get buried, and the clothing that we get buried in is even cheaper. Meaning what Rabbi Gamliel taught us is that burials do not need to cost a lot of money. And so you want to go cheaper? That's perfectly fine. Go cheaper. Okay. And I went long today, but we got to finish the daf, a long daf today. Okay. Let's quickly recap. It's an easy daf to recap. Today's daf, we learn Sheva Brachas, meaning at the Chasna, at the Nisuin. So there are brachas that are going to be said at the Nisuin. And again, in terms of format of the brachas, it's going to be six brachas, then Bar Pri Hagafen. And in those six brachas, one and two are standalone brachas. One is on the assembly. Two is on the original creation. And then three, four, five, and six have to do with the actual Chasna itself. Which is why three opens with Baruch, four and five do not, because they're brachas smucha lechaverta. And six serves as a standalone bracha only because in the absence of panim chadashos, so six will be said and only six will be said, as it's a bracha for the couple. This morning we went over the basic structure of the brachas, we went over the actual nusach bracha. We pointed out that these brachas are going to be said all 7 days, assuming there's panim chadashos, but in the absence of panim chadashos, we're not going to say them. We touched on Tosos, who says that Shabbos will serve as panim chadashos. We went through different practices of different Amorayim. A couple of editing changes here and there. Some truncated and said five brachas as opposed to six brachas. Anyway, our standard practice. And that took us through most of Amud Aleph, almost all of Amud Aleph. Then, as we went from the Amud Aleph to the Amud Beis, we spoke about the Birchas Avelim, the bracha that's said by the Avo. Again, mysteries of halacha, where do these brachas go? I don't know, but there are brachas to be said at the benching in the Beis Avel, in the actual Beis Avel itself, so the brachas that you said. And here, too, there's a concept of panim chadashos, meaning that the brachas of Avel are going to be said if there are new menachme Avel come. Good part of the Amud Beis, we went over the episode, the incident where Reish Lakish came with his Meturgaman to pay a shiva call to his son's Rebbe. Rachmanis' son's Rebbe lost a son, and so he came to be Menachem Avel, and he encouraged his Meturgaman to give words of comfort and to give brachas, and that occupied a good part of the Amud Beis. Okay.